Blog Talk Radio. But to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you. Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You've got to be powerful, powerful, powerful.
Thank you, Ms. Oprah Winfrey, for that. Great intro that I love playing on the Women in Business Show, the first Women in Business Show in 2020 on IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are live on a Friday night. It's been a while since we did a Friday night show. 646-652-4479. If you are a fan of our guest tonight, you better call in and tell her how much you care for her, love her, and support her and all the things that she is doing. The Women in Business Show was put together a few years ago. I used to do posts on Instagram that basically highlighted women that I personally knew as far as what they are doing in business. They had their own thing going on, and I said, I'm going to just do this because I wanted to. This is 2-3 years ago. And then when I started putting things together to relaunch my radio station, IMTN Worldwide Radio, I made a decision to actually create a show around it because I started my sports show, and I had a couple of other shows with Books to Read show, and others, but I said, why can't I do that for the ladies? So that's how the Women in Business Show became a thing. And at first I was doing whole shows with just, it seemed like dozens of women. The first show I had 2 guests, the second show I think I had 4. And if you know how hard it is to actually do a show, to have 4 different women and 4 different interviews in one night, and then I tried 6, and at that point I said, okay, I got to slow down. So from now on, I'm probably going to just do individual interviews from here on in 2020, but we'll see how it goes. If we have some special shows coming up, of course, you'll find out about it. Hey, Linda, thanks for everybody who's watching on Facebook Live currently. I decided to go ahead and do a live, although I'm kind of tired tonight, but I'm going to do it anyway. 646-652-44 is the number. So what happens when the things you really want are put out of reach? Do you try again? When people tell you it's too late for you to try that, do you listen? Are you someone that pursues goals no matter what? Tonight we're going to get to hear from our guest and talk about the reasons why she has determined to accomplish her goals, the obstacles she's overcome, her success currently, and what she plans to do in the future. So if you know her, support her. So who are we talking about? We are talking about Miss Renita Robinson. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on to the show right about now. Hey, Renita, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Chris? And thank you for having me on the show this evening.
First of all, you're very welcome, and I am doing great now that you're live and on the air with me. So that being said, hopefully you're ready to go because we're going to get right into it here. No stopping us now, right? So first and foremost, so usually with any interview that I do, and this is for the audience sake, there's some things that you have to try to find out about your guests, things of that nature. So we're going to do that right about now. So first of all, introduce yourself, Renita. Let everybody know who you are and where you're from originally.
Okay, I'm Renita Robinson. I'm currently living in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I'm originally from Live Oak, Florida. And I have currently been kind of pursuing a dream of mine back from probably like my high school days when I graduated many, many years ago, of wanting to become a model. Now, this is something that I've kind of been working on the side. Of course, I still have my 9-to-5, which I work for Coca-Cola, and I'm a quality governance manager with them. So I've been working on kind of building my portfolio as a model and getting into a little acting as well.
Okay. So let's stop right there, and we're going to go way back in time, okay, to where – well, I'm not going to say the very beginning, of course, but you mentioned, of course, initially that you're from Live Oak, Florida. So, first of all, where in the world is Live Oak, Florida? Because I really don't know.
Okay, it's North Florida. Many people don't know, have never heard of Live Oak, Florida, but it's if you've ever traveled on I-10, so it's kind of right in the middle of Jacksonville, Florida, and Tallahassee, Florida. So either direction, east or west,
okay,
it's like an hour's drive.
Okay, Tallahassee.
It's kind of known for the Suwannee River. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but the Suwannee River runs through there. It's also how it's got its county's name, Suwannee County. But if you've heard of Lake City, Florida, it's very close to Lake City, Florida. A lot of people have heard or seen signs for Lake City, Florida, but Live Oak is kind of like a smaller little town, and most people are not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with the Suwannee River for all the old movies and music I used to listen to back in the day with my dad and everything. So I know that as far as a landmark and whatnot. So let's get into this part of it then. Of course, the nitty gritty. What was it like actually growing up? Because you've already kind of thrown it out there. This is a small place, not really that known. So what was it like actually growing up there? And I believe you had some time in some other places too, but what did Live Oak bring to the table as far as your childhood?
Well, small town, so pretty much everyone knew everyone. I had a lot of cousins, relatives that were there. So it was kind of like I had a big extended family for the most part. And for the first 12 years of my life, I was the only child. So it was kind of like I would be at home and then I may be at a cousin's house. So it was kind of all over the place, you know, like if I wanted to spend the night, you know. So
mm-hmm.
And then I got a little, well, my mom had another child. And as I said, I was 12. So I ended up with a little brother, and that kind of slowed things down for me. And I kind of got in the mode of helping my mom out with taking care of my brother, you know,
mm-hmm.
when she worked. So it was kind of wherever you go, you know, take your brother type thing. So, but for the most part, I think it was good because although it was 12 years before I got a younger sibling, I felt like I had, other sisters and brothers because of my cousins. And I was the
okay.
youngest at that time of the bunch. So they kind of looked out for me and I would get to tag along with them and do different things. But on the other hand, too, it also made you want to, you know, when you got older, when you got in high school and getting ready to graduate, you were like, man, I can't wait to leave here. That wasn't somewhere that I wanted to be, you know, like after high school. I kind of just knew that I wanted to leave. I didn't know if it was going to be college or if it was going to be military, but I was going to get out of there because I just felt like it was more opportunities elsewhere. So, you know how sometimes we are as younger people, you know, we don't really value that small town, you know everybody type of environment, which is great for raising the family. But, you know, you're younger, you're like, there's nothing to do here.
That's not what
you're
thinking about.
So I ended up going off to college. Yeah. From there.
Yeah, going to college. So before that though, I want to make sure that people understand because it's always about context when you're talking about a story and where a story begins and where a story not so much ends but where it proceeds to and progresses to. So when was the first time back when you were younger did you actually think about modeling?
Well, I actually was in a pageant in high school. It was at that time called the Miss Black Suwannee County Pageant, which is now, I don't know if it's changed or something different or if they even do it anymore. But I had an older cousin who had won. You know, she was Miss Black 20 County for said time. So it was like, of course, hey, you know, are you going to be in the pageant? You're going to be in the pageant. So kind of that first year I attempted it, you know, it was kind of like, well, it's because my cousin did it. Let me just try. And I didn't place. And so talking to my cousin and some of my relatives, they was like, okay, give it another shot. You know, these are things you need to work on. So I did that, and I went the following year, and I actually won.
Oh.
And at that time, it was kind of like, okay, well, you know, maybe it's something to this. And once I graduated high school, and actually before, I had a little break in the period of time before I actually started college.
Okay.
I considered pursuing a career in modeling. And back then, this was like 94. It wasn't
okay.
A whole lot of social media, you know, we didn't have Facebook. It wasn't a whole lot of internet going on, you know. So it was.
You had Black Planet, though, Renita. Black Planet, come on now.
Okay, well, I didn't have it. So basically, the information I was finding were things in like newspaper ads. So people mm-hmm. still actually had physical newspapers. And I actually pursued a career there, but it turned out to be, you know, like, oh, you need to send this money and send these pictures, blah, blah, blah. And nothing ever came of it. And after kind of having that experience that wasn't so great, you know, I just felt like, okay, this is just a gimmick, you know, how people are always in the right place at the right time and, you know, people just are discovered. I kind of just felt like it was just a big scam. So I kind of, after I was out of a couple of $100 of money and pictures that I never got returned, I just kind of went on and decided to go to college. And I really did not think about it for years. And actually, I believe it was last November, I was on Instagram, and I saw someone wanted models, lock hair models for their product. So
okay.
I was like, okay, I'm going to submit some pictures and just see what happens. And I actually was selected to be one of the models for Dr. Locke's natural hair products models. So I don't
wow.
know if the page has changed, but now, I know before if you went to drlocks.com, you would see my face as being one of the models representing
uh-oh.
My product, and I actually use it. And so that kind of triggered that, you know, desire to kind of want a model. I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do this. You know, it's many, many years later, and now I'm over
mm-hmm.
40. It was kind of, you know, that opportunity. I guess it was event to kind of just light that passion again for me. And
mm-hmm.
so what I've kind of been doing is just, you know, looking at, you know, opportunities for people who are looking for models, whether it be, you know, just for free pictures. Most things are not paid for me, but I'm just trying to build my portfolio, you know, so that, who knows, you know, someone sees the work and then they say, hey, look, you know, we want you for this. But fortunately, I've had some great opportunities to do some photo shoots and actually do a couple of I had a couple of opportunities with some Tyler Perry, some of his series and different things to be an extra. So
mm-hmm.
I've kind of been, you know, working on things, kind of going about it that way.
Okay. So let me ask you this. And first of all, congrats on the Dr. Locks and everything else that you've been pursuing so far. Of course, you've stepped out there as you said it real quick, you know, over 40, you said that real quick there. I know. That. And, but this is the reason I messed with you on that. I want the audience to hear some of this. What was it that, What do you think it was back then that discouraged you more to the point where you said, I don't really want to go forward? Because there's things, of course, now all of us have had something to where we put some money into something and didn't get a good rate of return, and or we think that we wasted the money. But then again, we'll go back and do it again. Now, in certain cases, it could be a sport thing. It could be an entertainment venue or some sort. It could be going to the club every weekend. But what was it in regards to that particular experience to where you felt to where it left a bad taste in your mouth enough to where you wasn't going to do it anymore. And it actually, basically, at least a decade plus had actually went by. What do you think it was that really, like, stopped you?
Honestly, I, you know, being like right out of high school, I didn't have a lot of money. So my money, you know, losing that money that way and just, you know, I guess that was kind of my, I won't say first, but I guess first real, you know, experience of you trusting and believing someone and you're, you know, okay, I'm sending my pictures and you're going to get me this work and you're like, send this amount of money and you do that just to find out that it wasn't true. So, from that, you know, I was kind of like, well, I don't have any more money to waste, you know, and I gotta live, you know, I just don't have $300-$400 to just give away, you know, to whomever. So it just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I, you know, was hardworking and just didn't want to give money away, and I just felt like it was just, it wasn't meant to be. It was kind of a
and that's very understandable.
I kind of left it alone for a while.
Exactly. And it's definitely valid. And one of the things I've always said over the years is that there's nothing wrong with investing in yourself. There's nothing wrong with putting yourself out there and spending a little money, especially if it's a matter of you can't do some of the things that are being offered yourself. Because a lot of stuff you can do on your own, especially nowadays. But, you know, at the same time, though, you have to get a good rate of return. So sometimes it's a matter of, some people don't have the backup to say, hey, check this out for me. You know, especially if you're younger, there's a certain questions you're never going to know to ask and have answered. So that's going to be part of it. Then, like you said, you don't have the money to just be kind of, you know, dunking around, you know. And so once it was gone, it was a matter of, yeah, that definitely probably, you know, popped the balloon, so to speak. All the air just left out and it was like, okay, I need to go ahead and keep going with the other stuff that I know I can do. You know, so now it's been years later, and you mentioned some projects, working on some Tyra Perry projects. You know, you're in Atlanta, you're a half step away. You never know, right? As far as the modeling goes and things of that nature, doing photo shoots. What is it that you think you're going to be concentrating on over the next few years? Is it are there concentrations, or is it a mix of things? What are some of the things that you look to do over the next few years, Renita?
I think it's a combination of things. I definitely want to continue with the photo shoots, getting involved in fashion shows. So I must, you know, I'm looking forward to the one that I will have with Miss Jacqueline. And that will be actually my first fashion show, so I'm excited about that. And I want to continue the work as being an extra and maybe eventually work my way up where I may get a role that's speaking. But with that being said, I have transitioned to a new role with my 9-to-5 that I've been in for about 4 months, and I'm still trying to feel my way through that. And it also requires me to travel a little more than I have in the past. So trying to balance all of that out, I am trying to figure that out. So what comes first right now is, you know, my 9-to-5, because that's providing me a means to do these different things. So I'm trying to balance out my work schedule and kind of get that set, and then hopefully get more into, you know, submitting for photo shoots and also some of the extra work. So I've kind of slowed down a little bit because I'm more so focusing on, you know, my role as a quality governance manager, which I have to, because like I said, with the travel, but I'm trying to get that all kind of scheduled and aligned, and then I can kind of know where my free time will be and then hopefully be able to kind of get back in the groove of things, of submitting for stuff and actually auditioning for if it's required for an extra or whatever it may be.
Well, there's a few things you said there, and I want to make sure we as the audience, reiterate some of these for everybody. It's not easy to do all that juggling, but you're doing it, right?
Yes, I'm doing it.
Right?
You know, you have to just kind of know when to, you know, I was going hard for a little bit, and like I said, I got this opportunity with Cope that's a promotion, So I, you know, I can't drop that yet because, you know, I hadn't struck it big, so I have to be smart and know that I still need a means to that end. And I also love that work that I do there. So I'm working on balancing things out so that I'm not neglecting that work. And I'm not, I feel that I'm not neglecting this work either, because I want to make sure everything's kind of aligned so that, you know, as I'm going to photo shoots or I'm going to a fashion show or even an audition, that I'm not kind of preoccupied with, oh, man, you know, I'm doing this, but I really should have been over here doing this, you know. So understanding my priorities and making sure they are aligned and to kind of, you know, take the stress off of myself so I don't have all this extra baggage and unnecessary stress.
And that's why I'm asking some of these questions, and I want you to feel free to answer them as detailed as possible, because I need people to hear it. It's because here is a hardworking woman in an executive field at one of the biggest companies in the world, by the way. I used to work at Coca-Cola back in the day, but they didn't want to give me a raise. But anyway, a little bitterness there, right? But the thing of it is that she makes the way to make it happen. And she also used something I always say as well, as a means to an end. People say, well, you should take the leap of faith and things of that nature, but not when you have responsibilities. Some people can get away with it, but not when you do have responsibilities. You know, she has a household that she runs too, by the way, y'all. And again, the reason I'm mentioning these things is because a lot of people use those obstacles as excuses and crutches to not do anything. At all. She says she slowed down. She didn't say she stopped, though, right? So I want everybody that's listening tonight or listening on the podcast later to know that you prioritize what you think is important to you. And at a certain point, you got to make those decisions on how important it is for you, whatever your dream, goal, or aspiration is, for you to actually be able to reach it. So I'm so happy, Renita, that you iterated those things. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, what do you like to do when you're not at work? You know, Coca-Cola is not probably one of the easiest things to as far as on the corporate side. I know there's a stress level there, especially now you got a new job, there's a promotion, you got, you know, things that you have to learn. But when you're not working and or if you're not doing any acting and or even modeling, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Honestly, I'm a real homebody. So I am just as content with my TV, usually watching some LMN or ID or Oxygen. You know,
you're really putting out those
yes, I'm putting it out. Those are my go-to channels.
Oh, no.
I have a favorite blanket and a favorite little reclining chair in the living room, and that is it for me. I mean, you know, spending time, trying to make sure I'm getting in quality time when I can with my daughter, so she's a senior in high school this year, so with me traveling, you know, her being a senior, you know, they like their space, you know, they don't like to be under you at that age, and, you know, spending time with my husband and my mom as well. So my mom is also here. She doesn't live with me, but she's about 20 minutes from me. And I try to make sure at least one day out of the week that I'm going over to visit her and spend some time with her. So it's usually trying to get in some quality time with the family and just some me time. And for me, that me time is usually just chilling at the house. I used to work out a little more than I do now. I've been a little lacking there, but that's also kind of a way for me to relax and release the stress, you know, of the day. But I guess I think the number one is just being at home and just finding that me time to just relax.
And you need to be able to have it. You got to be able to decompress. You got to be able to take some of those stresses from the outside world, and you need to have your own little spot. So it looks like you do with your little blanket and your little chair and your IPTV.
Yes.
I hear you, Renita. I hear you.
That's why I'm feeling happy.
I saw that I had a caller. I have a caller, I definitely want to get them on, but I don't like to interrupt the guests up until they're finished whatever their thought is. So if you want to call back in, caller, we still got a little bit of time left, 646-652-4479. Tell us a little bit about your shoot with myself. I'll just let the audience know a month ago now, Renita and I were able to do a shoot together in the Atlanta area. How did you enjoy that shoot? Tell us a little bit about it. Shout out to Terrence because he did the behind the scenes for me because, again, sometimes I forget. I can't do two things at once even though I want to sometimes. So he was good enough to help out and kind of shoot a little bit. And there's a behind the scenes video that's out right now of Renita. But Renita, tell a little bit about the shoot, where we actually shot, some of the significance of the area that we were in, and just how you like the shoot and the experience. Just tell the audience about that.
Okay, we actually had the photo shoot in downtown Jonesboro, which is south of Atlanta. It's about 22 miles south of Atlanta. Very good experience. Now, mind you, I've done a couple of other photo shoots, and as I look from the first ever photo shoot of mine up into the one with Chris, I've noticed, you know, how I've been able to kind of improve, you know, and be more relaxed, which is very important. Chris was great to work with. I think that we meshed very well together. I hope to work with you again in the future. It was just a great experience. From my very first photo shoot, which was with Dr. Locks, I was very nervous because it was like, okay, you know, you think of photo shoot, I can do this. I'm just going to get in front of the camera and smile, and it's not that simple. You know, the camera, what I found, you know, whatever it is on the inside, it comes and shines through on the outside in pictures. And you don't realize that until you're like, in it and you see the pictures and you're like, oh my goodness, what am I thinking? Like, and you're thinking in the moment that you're doing a good job, and then you look at the picture and it tells the truth. It's like the truth is there and you're like, oh. And hence that's why it's so important to be relaxed, to be able to be yourself. And that's important to me. And with you, Chris, I was able to be myself. I didn't feel like I had to be someone else. You know, it was me. It was a genuine me. And I think that you were able to capture that. And I love my pictures and that experience.
Well, I appreciate that a whole lot. I thank you for that. And I try to cater for each person because everybody's different. There's no way that every shoot can be the same. Even if you were to mimic a shot, it's still going to be different because it's you versus somebody else. I try to make everybody comfortable as possible because, you know, everybody has a different level of nervousness. Some are really good at hiding it, some not so much. And you have to figure out how to, you know, play that middle ground as far as, okay, per the personality, per where we're at, per the environment, per the outfit, all those things have to come to head. And I got to make a decision based off of that. So that's what I try to do for every individual that I've ever shot with before. It always helps to have somebody with you. Again, she brought her husband with her that particular morning. It was kind of cold that morning, if I remember a little bit, but it warmed up after a while. But that was a cool shoot. We did a lot of walking shots. We did some head shots. I still have a couple of pictures to edit from that shoot as well, so y'all will see some more. Actually, if you go to imtnworldwide.com, right now and go to actresses, you will see an article featuring Miss Renita Robinson as well as that behind the scenes video before mentioned. It's also on IGTV under IMTM1 on my Instagram page, so definitely check that out. I really like the footage that Terrence did end up doing because on the technical side he kind of volunteered. And so when you have that, that's always a good thing because that's, again, showing support for his wife. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to have somebody in your family support, but definitely your immediate family should always be supporting you in whatever you're trying to do because it just makes it better. But it was cool what he ended up recording because I was able to edit it in a fashion that matched what her personality was that day. And to give you a little glimpse of who she can be as a talent. And that's what, like she said, is growth from her first shoot till that particular shoot to shoots that she's going to be doing subsequently. It's always about moving to the next step. So I appreciate that, and I'm hoping that everybody that's listened so far appreciates what you said as far as that goes. Let me ask you this question, and we're almost finished. I thank you for taking the time out this evening. What are some of the major things that you plan on doing? I remember we had kind of chit-chatted about it before in regards to on the business end. We know that you're at Coca-Cola, but that's a means to an end. What are some things that you feel that you're going to take hold on your own over the next 4 to 5 years?
I hope to start a nonprofit. I've kind of done some of the legwork. I actually took a I've had this desire for probably close to 20 years. Initially, it started out working with wanting to work with pregnant teens, but as I did my research over the years, you know, teenage pregnancy rates have decreased, but I found that kind of mental illness, suicide rates among teenagers and young adults is on the rise, actually past young adults. It even goes into, like, people in their 50s. And
oh, wow.
I want to actually start a nonprofit that will focus on teenagers, young adults. So I'm looking, I'm thinking age range, but it's in zone 14 to 24, but who struggle with that. And I know within our community, you know, sometimes when we have those type of conversations, people like to say, oh, you ain't crazy. You know, it's that, but it's really... It's really an issue, and I think that sometimes we, because of shame, especially with African Americans, and you talk about that, it's kind of like we don't necessarily want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I've more so really seen it with my daughter, kind of from middle school to high school, and just some of the challenges that she has and with coping and dealing with, you know, things that go on in school and working with her. And just some things that I've had to go on in my life, you know, from teenage years up into my adulthood, and now finally realizing those things and taking action towards, you know, kind of helping myself, because I can't help someone else if I'm not, you know, where I need to be.
That's true.
But that is my passion. That is one of the things I desire to do. I also desire to work with a personal care home. So my mom suffered a stroke 5 years ago, which is why I moved her here, which left her to a point where she really couldn't take care of herself the way that she needs to, as far as, you know, cooking her meals and taking her medication as prescribed. Once she had this stroke that she had 5 years ago, when she was rushed to the hospital, all the testing, they saw that she had been having many strokes up to that point, and she was living by herself in Florida. So long story short, she's now here, and she lives in a personal care home, and I want to get involved with that as well. So being that was something totally new for me, you know, going through the whole process of finding help, you know, and kind of having to step in the role of being the mother to my mom now, which is like, whoa.
You just
don't think about it. You know, I've always thought about, like, you know, when my mom, you know, gets older, you know, it'll be, you know, I got time, you know, before all of these things come into play. And I didn't have as much time as I thought. And my mom also suffered from dementia now, vascular dementia she was diagnosed with, that was brought on due to the stroke, due to hypertension that she wasn't properly treating. So I have a couple of things that I want to get more involved in, and I'm hoping that I see both of those come to fruition. You know, I just desire to help others, you know, and things that I've experienced, like I said, I'm 43, but the things that I have experienced thus far, you know, have just made me, or given me the determination to want to help others that may be dealing with similar situations, because they're not alone. And I think sometimes that when we are dealing with things, we sometimes feel it's only us, and that's not the case. But, you know, you can sometimes be in things and just feel like it's not happening to anybody else. Nobody else has to deal with it. And that's not the case. And you just sometimes need support. You just need somebody who can relate and someone you can talk to. Someone that can kind of direct you to resources, to things that are available for you, you know, so that you can help someone else or help yourself.
Well, that's some very noble work that you that you're going to be looking at doing. I can't imagine what it is to be in school nowadays. I really don't think. I just don't know. I don't know how young people today pull it off. For all the things that we know that happen in school now, as opposed to when we were in school. And as far as, I just don't even know. And then as far as, you know, things that happen with your mom, you know, I definitely can relate to that. I've had, you know, family members who have had, you know, strokes and things of that nature, heart attacks. My dad, of course, you know, cancer. But then an aunt that also had cancer, and then other people that I know around me, cancer, you know. And so then being able to take care of others is a big deal, because everybody doesn't have it within them to do it, you know. And I've always said you have to like other people to do anything where you're going to be in front of people on a regular basis. And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be in front of them. You shouldn't be able to talk to them. You shouldn't be able to touch them either. So I applaud your efforts in the future over the next few years. Indeed, as far as that goes. And you're going to be doing a lot. And I look forward to seeing the things that you accomplish over the next few years. I'm excited for you. I'm glad that we were able to, you know, get to meet for that first time and just kind of see all the things that you're going to do. By the way, shout out to Ms. Jacqueline, the JC collection. That's the fashion show that Renita was mentioning. There's a particular video on my IGTV page, too. Y'all can check it out, IMTM1, so you can kind of get a glimpse of some of the models who will be participatory in that. So as we come to a close, of course, the one thing I always make sure that everybody on the show does is let people know how they can find them on social media so they can reach out if they just want to support because they're a new fan, or they might have a question about, you know, how'd you do this or what do you think about this? So how can people find you on social media, Renita?
On Instagram, you can find me at renita.robinson. It's R-E-N-I-T-A dot R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. And Lord, now my Facebook. You can see I'm not on there often. Anyway, you can search my name there, Renita Robinson. You should be able to find me.
There you go.
Sorry, I don't know exactly what.
Don't worry. By the time you do your next one, you're going to have a whole list of pages, probably 17 of them.
My main page would be the Instagram. So please, if you have any questions, you know, just send them to me again. That's renita.robinson. And that's about it. Like, I look forward to any questions or whatever you may have for me.
Well, Renita, I'm sure that, everybody who either listen live, whether it be close friends, friends from old times, new friends, all your social media buddies and pals who are listening, of course, your immediate family, I know they enjoyed it. And those who are going to listen on the podcast later on iHeartRadio and Spreaker and other pages are going to enjoy it as well. Please reach out. Please support. The Women in Business show is all about support. Again, you might get inspiration because of a thought, a particular phrase, a particular action, but it's all about support. I feel that's important nowadays more so than ever to show that support. It's one thing to say that you support; it's another thing to support. It's a verb. you gotta take action when you do that, y'all. So I appreciate everybody who will start doing that a little bit more in 2020. I appreciate it. Renita, I'm going to let you go for now. I can't wait to get to see you again. Definitely, of course, we'll get another shoot in, hopefully in the near future, next time I pop up in Atlanta. But in the meantime, thank you for taking the time out and being on the show tonight. I really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully I can't wait until I have you on again when you're in a Tyler Perry film, you start your nonprofit, you start your fashion line, and everything else that you're probably going to end up doing that we didn't even talk about tonight. Okay?
All right. Well, I receive all of that, and thank you very much, Chris, for allowing me to be on your show. I'm glad we were finally able to get this scheduled, and I really appreciate it.
All right. You have a good evening now, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Miss Renita Robinson out of Live Oak, out there near the Suwannee River. I remember the first time I heard that tune, Suwannee River, and I had to try to figure out where that was and everything back in the olden days, boy, I tell you. So now that I know exactly where it is, because I know where Tallahassee is. I used to live in Tallahassee for half a second. But Renita is just another example of, you know, when you do set your priorities to a higher level, you know, you can accomplish really cool things. And but you have to want to do it. Nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do. And no one could believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And sometimes you might stop. It's a matter of, will you get started again? Sometimes you can slow down. Does that mean that you can't speed it back up again? Circumstances are always going to be there. They're obstacles. But obstacles are made to be climbed over. So at a certain point, you got to do it. And here she is. She has a kid, and she's married. So, again, you have people who are married, who have kids, who have 9-to-5 jobs, some of them high-end jobs where they have responsibility. She travels, too. You see what I'm saying? But she's still doing all these other things. And there's people who don't have a job, not married, don't have kids, have no real responsibilities, and they're always are complaining about how they don't have enough time to get stuff done. And I don't understand that. I don't understand. That's just me, though. I'm crazy. So, again, thanks to everybody who listened tonight. Sorry for the caller. I did see you. You were on hold for about a minute and 47 seconds. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get you on. Again, though, Renita was right in the middle of answering the question, and those are not the times where I try to get in the caller. But if you held on just a little bit longer, as soon as she had finished, you would have been on the show live. Hopefully that wasn't somebody from, you know, Live Oak. I don't want to start no stuff now. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to close out for tonight. It's a Friday night. This is the first Friday night show I've done in a long time. I'm trying to get used to it a little bit. But I appreciate everybody who listened. But this is what I need y'all to do. If you enjoyed this particular show, make sure you go to iHeartRadio and type in Women in Business, okay? And you'll see the logo and everything. And follow that page and then share it. And then listen to some of the past episodes. I've had lawyers. I've had doctors, I've had published authors, I've had fashion designers, I've had people who bake, I have people who have music companies, I've had Olympic gold medalists on the show, I've had all kinds of different people who are in hair and beauty. I mean, there's a lot of different people that you can, like, relate to when you listen to the Women in Business show. And guys, too. Guys can get some inspiration from some of the ladies. So, again, go to iHeartRadio, listen to Women in Business. Make sure you're following on Instagram and Facebook, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Those are the pages. I do have a Twitter page. It's called IMTM1. That's Emma's and Mary, IMTM1. Make sure you go to the IGTV page on IMTM1 on Instagram. Watch the behind-the-scenes video of Renita and her photo shoot with me. You can also watch the behind the scenes video of Desiree out there in Denver, Colorado. I have my teasers for my movie Transitions. I'm gonna upload a couple of more, hopefully before the end of the weekend. The first film I've ever directed is also on IGTV on my page. It's called Falling Star. It's actually on Amazon Prime too. Support. That's all I'm saying. Support. That being said, hopefully y'all will have a great rest of this weekend. If you need a business interview, make sure you hit me up. You can DM me on IMTM Worldwide. That's my business Instagram page. Last but not least, I got to give a couple of shout-outs. I got enough time. The Ocon Twins are back from Nigeria, safe and sound. They're back in London, England. That's where they're based. I'm excited to see how their 2020 is going to continue. They were in a movie, a huge movie called Citation there in Nigeria. Cass had a great mobile phone commercial that she appeared in. Both of them had some great photo shoots. Can't wait to show y'all some of those projects. Shout out to Kayla out of North Carolina, somebody new that I'm working with. I'm very excited to be working with her. And of course, Chloe out of Argentina. She's actually on her way to Miami as we speak. She's coming to the United States, so I'm excited about what 2020 is going to bring. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, y'all. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this was Women in Business. Y'all take care. Until next time, peace.